One, two. MGTOW men, welcome back. I always like using the Googleator to assess the barometer of a certain topic out there in the world. So I typed in what percentage of people do not want to dine alone. Obviously, there really isn't any research out there, any quantitative empirical research done looking into that. You could probably type in dining alone and do just as well with whatever the search results are. So you get article after article, and I kid you not, practically treating dining alone like an operation that requires strategy. There are New York Times articles offering strategic approaches to eating alone. Oh, make sure that you make good friends with the host, hostess, be kind and conversational with the waiter, waitress. Make sure that you bring something to occupy you. Bring a book, magazine, or a laptop to work on things so you don't look weird. It's like going out to eat alone requires a game plan, a finely crafted plan of action. What does this say? It says a lot about our insecurity as society. So you get the man at the five-star restaurant alone, the man at the Denny's alone. I don't care which one, both sides of the spectrum. It's a man that's doing what he wants to do. It's a person that's doing what they want to do, when they want to do it, and feeling as if you have to worry about how you're perceived by a group of people that don't care about you and only care about you for a time being, so they're there long enough for you to pay the bill and pay the tip and be out the door. Worrying about that, it's too much. Why do we care? We shouldn't. But people do, and they don't go to the movies alone. They don't go out to eat alone. If eating out alone is your thing, they don't get coffee alone, and instead, it's time for frozen dinners in the microwave. It's time where they go through that Breyers ice cream. They go through that whole Ben and Jerry's and sit on the couch and watch reruns on Netflix. You can't go out and be seen if you have someone, if you don't have someone on your hip. Even if that person across from you at the table is someone that you don't like, I just want to make sure that I'm not seen alone. It's so embarrassing. And when you think of it in those terms, why do people often get in relationships? It's a lot of times just to avoid pure embarrassment. So it made me think about a certain Kanye West song. I can think of one in particular, Heartbreak. I never really agreed with this particular line, though. He says, "My god sister getting married by the lake, but I couldn't figure out who I want to take. Bad enough that I showed up late, I had to leave before they even cut the cake. Welcome to heartbreak." I don't think enough people are welcoming heartbreak into their lives. Who I want to take? Who said you got to take anybody? Basically, people end up waiting around, not taking that trip here, not going to the game there, visiting there, because all along, they think they needed someone to go with them. So back a few months ago, I made a video discussing going to the bleacher seats, the upper deck, sitting in the nosebleeds, sitting out there all alone, enjoying the experience because you wanted to, not because you thought you needed to enjoy it with another person. And this is what this is, and I know that's what we're going to do in many of our lives, but I like the thinking this guy's going to put forth, and I'm just going to read a bit of this email. "Hi, Hoodie. I'm planning a trip to Maui, Hawaii for this January. Enjoy. On the coldest weeks of the year, but before ski season picks up in February. My coworkers were planning their honeymoon trips to Hawaii, and it got me thinking of Hawaii, and I researched it more, and now I want to go. I plan to stay in the Westin Hotel and have a very relaxing and luxurious trip hiking in the mountains and enjoying the beautiful beach. Skipping ahead, the great thing about freedom is that you can do whatever you want as long as you can afford it. I don't have anyone else's schedule to balance. If I want to go to Hawaii, I go. No one could stop me. Stay MGTOW and you can achieve whatever you want with no limits. I'm in the Freedom 2 stage." He then goes on to talk about Dan Bilzerian's appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. And this is it. He's not taking this vacation to brag on someone else, to show someone else that he is valuable and to convince them that he's got clout. If anything, he might take some pics, reflect on it. But when you've got the joy of freedom, what's unique and unbelievable in going away on vacation for the one trapped in the matrix? That's just another day in the world for the red pillar, though. That's another day in the world for the red pillar. Every day is that unique trip to Maui. It can be a reality as long as obviously you have the money in the bank and you've got the health to do so. Freedom rules the day. You don't got to go to the restaurant with another person, so why I got to go honeymoon into the Maldives with another person? Just go. Don't bring the book or scroll through social media when you're sitting and eating at that restaurant alone. Just go. While I won't be going posh anytime soon in the Westin, my dude, even if I had the money, I get what you're saying. And the thing about freedom too, what you said about being in freedom, is that freedom too is it's always a great day for freedom, as Pink Floyd said in MGTOW. It's always a great day for freedom. Your decisions are full of opportunity, and you're getting the opportunity to make decisions based on things that you actually want in the current moment. And sure, you can apply discipline in the current moment to produce decisions and freedom and autonomy and leverage in the future. But in reality, you can do it in that moment whenever you want. So remember this, never forget this. And I was having this exact convo with another guy 2 days ago. He doesn't know anything about MGTOW. He doesn't know about my involvement with it. And he was going all out and preaching MGTOW to me. He said, true freedom, true accomplishment is being able to get up and go at any point and not check in with anyone and not ask anyone for their opinion, not ask anyone for their opinion on the matter and whether or not they approve for you going. Remember this. One of the videos I made in the past, Scarcity and Abundance, I may need to revisit this. You aren't shopping in the same type of store that they're shopping in. They are not even shopping. Their hands are forced. You are shopping. They are over there clicking A3, E1, hoping to get that sticky bun or Ruffles potato chips to fall down to them. They are shopping with the vending machine. You're shopping with the grocery store. You've got aisles and aisles and aisles. Go do whatever the heck you want. Go buy whatever the heck you want when you need it. Or live as simply as you want. Your fate is up to you. Thank you for the email. Enjoy the trip. Enjoy planning to go to Maui. Surf's up. SunriseCity@gmail.com or at SunriseCity is where you can hit me up. Also, I want to emphasize, I was on a live stream earlier today. If you want to be on a live stream with me, we can make that happen. I'm always trying to get that going if I have time. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.